In the absence of banking systems, hoards were an obvious solution to the problem of restoring wealth, though they were also created in times of unrest so that the creators could come back and reclaim their treasure. In terms of studying material culture, they also reveal a great deal about the society being studied, such as what sort of goods it held in value and where those goods came from. The cosmopolitan nature of hoards also demonstrates the widespread nature of connections that the Norse made in terms of raiding, pillaging, and trade. This particular coin, made in the Abbasid Empire, was minted in Baghdad in 772 by Al-Mansur and was found as part of the Quirinal hoard in Lancashire in 1840. The cut-up nature of the coin suggests that it might have been made into hack silver or loose silver that could be used as money. Alternatively, cutting up a coin can also be a method to test for its purity, though that does not seem likely since Abbasid coins were considered fairly reliable during this era. The presence of coins from Central Asia suggests an extensive trade network for the Norse, though given the length of time between the mint date and the deposition date, it is also possible that such trade might have ended at this point. Coins, especially when assessed alongside other artifacts recovered from hoards, give evidence of both normal and abnormal events in Norse society. The very fact that hoards were created would suggest that unusual circumstances forced the creators to do so. Yet their contents also provide an account of the regular activities of the Norse, which might not entirely coincide with the popular depictions of their behavior.